what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Brakes brings you the Friday tradition of the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on it, at least for another week, at 888-787-1310. Make note of the new Victory Park phone number, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline, one Corby Davidson. Was talking Texas land and cattle. Was trying to say the word cattle. I think he may have said something else. See what you think.
You speak out.
Well, it's you and a friend, $25, appetizer to share, two Texas Landle-sized cattle-sized cattle entrees, couple of sides as well.
Big and, sides.
Yeah, big sides.
Big
portions.
It wasn't cattle. I need to hear that again.
Yeah, I barely caught it.
You speak up.
Well, it's you and a friend, $25, appetizer to share, two Texas Landle-sized cattle-sized cattle entrees.
He said Landle.
Couple of sides as well.
Big.
He stopped Landle? Himself while trying to say cattle. I think he was almost saying coddle.
He said Landle,
yeah,
and coddle.
It sounded like he said cot.
Yeah. C-O-T, he said Landle
and
also.
Then said Landle.
Whoops.
Yeah, I don't think he said what you thought he said, Ja.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah. There was not a
That's
full,
what Jim told me that he said.
Huh.
Don't blame that on me.
Didn't sound like it. All right, candidate number two is one Norm Hitchkiss. Couple things at work here. Norm will try to fish out a phone call and fight through just about anything. There's the other element here that we're still trying to get used to our equipment and not really sure exactly how to work it. And there's also not only Norm phone defeat, but Norm draft defeat. Someone defeating Norm on talking too much draft. And basically the way to say it, this is why Norm should not go screenless on the ticket.
I tell you what, let's take one. I'm going to try to make this work. Is this going to work? Hello? Are you on the air with us? Daryl and Denton? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, it worked. Hi, Daryl.
Oh, this is Richard and Irving.
No, it didn't work.
That's
no.
That's
Richard,
a producer screen.
No. Richard, for the intents of the ticket, you are Daryl in Denton. Now, if you have a question, go ahead.
Yeah, Norm, we know the draft didn't work. Can you please talk about anything else but the draft? Thank you, bye.
Okay.
So Norm finally got him on the air. Yes, okay, here we go. So
and then he gets that defeat.
That was an attempt at rolling screenless, but he had somebody's name.
Okay, well, the problem was the name was left over from our show.
Yeah, now you see the name on the right. That's where the producer writes little notes to you fellows. Well, he read that as a caller.
Because nobody knows how to delete anything over there. Yeah,
so that caller that Norm brought up on the air had not been screened.
Right. Correct, right. He thought it had, though, because he saw the name on the
and just told him to shut up about the draft.
What a defeat.
All right, candidate number three comes to us from one Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. This is a very controversial noise. It caused some debate. It's a crazy noise that we heard in the background. We have the answer as to what this actually was, and we'll let you hear it first.
If they have an outside guy, will he throw him the football? Deion Branch, since Randy Moss has left, they have not been able to throw the ball outside. And I think that's been a problem for them. And even though Deion Branch gives them some inside routes, they become too much a little bit of small ball, too short. I mean, they could not make it. The longest play of the game was 21 yards, and that's not going to work.
All right, so it caused the debate as we replayed that crazy noise. Was that Michael Lombardi backfiring while he's talking to us?
What do you mean backfiring?
There was also speculation that it could have been a moron dog. And as it turns out, it was his moron dog, Bella, that made that crazy
but
noise.
They all blame it.
They become. They become.
Yeah, now that's what Michael Lombardi said. It's not the first guy to blame it on the dog.
Blame it on the dog.
It does sound like Chewbacca.
Yes.
That's what it most sounds
like.
Yeah,
that was the other thing that we thought maybe he was the only one in the world who actually did have a Wookiee as a pet.
It does not sound like a fart. It does not sound like a burp. It does not sound like a dog. It doesn't sound like furniture moving. It sounds like Chewbacca.
How many years have we been doing this with Michael Lombardi?
Three?
3 years.
3 years, yeah.
We've never heard that sound before, and he's always...
never heard a Wookiee.
Yeah. This is not his Wookiee season.
Oh, man.
Stupid.
Man.
Stupid.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Norm, or the dog, or Wookiee of Michael Lombardi. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby and give a shout-out to Gordon Keith's unusually small micropenis that gave me absolutely no pleasure last night whatsoever.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to vote for Michael Lombardi and his Woogie Bella, and a shout-out to Race Week.
Okay, there you go, Rich.
All right, thanks a lot. Coming up in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Race Week gets cranked up for 2012.
Welcome.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys, give me a call. You can get refinanced so you can buy your two Texas-sized cocktails.
All right, there's a Corby vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
That black SOB, Buddy Z.
What?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, please tell Norm to quit talking.
Oh, we can't tell Norm that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
This is Lone Star Casino. One to fit you with a suit made from $100 bills. I'll give it to Michael Lombardi.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Norm, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the way to vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, responsible P1 vote from P1 Logan, Mesquite. Voting for Norm, Hitler Hitchkiss.
Oh. Wow.
Not an official nickname, sir. Not at all. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
N-O-R-M-A-N, Norman.
Thanks for playing off the victory promo there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shrebo.
Not a candidate. Not a candidate.
You just wasted our time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Ain't that Miller Man?
Hey,
fake Ribby.
I'd like to respectfully submit my choose pick for one, Indomicant Sue.
Okay.
Oh, horrible. God. Horrible, man.
I don't know.
You need to work on that.
He's pretty good.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Responsible vote for Norm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Norm, for fighting through phone trouble just to get draft defeat.
Tell you what, let's take one. I'm going to try to make this work. Is this going to work? Hello? Are you on the air with us? Daryl in Denton? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, it worked. Hi, Daryl.
Oh, this is Richard in Irving.
No, it didn't work.
No. That's
Richard,
a producer screen.
No. Richard, for the intent of the ticket, you are Daryl in Denton. Now, if you have a question, go ahead.
Yeah, Norm, we know the draft didn't work. Can you please talk about anything else but the draft? Thank you, bye.
Okay.
Thank you, pal. How many wins is that for Norm?
It's a landmark win, 53rd win for Norman Elizabeth. He ties you, Ja, for the all-time lead.
We are tied now.
That is correct.
Big moment there. E-break history. 809 here on Sports Radio 13.